Welcome to Out Loud, the queer music podcast, presented by the QLGBTQ Creative Network and originally broadcast on CIOE 97.5 FM and on communityradio.ca. Again, friends, and welcome to another wonderful week here at Out Loud, your queer music radio show or podcast, depending on when and where you're listening to this. It is October and it is spooky season, but I only have fresh for you. I am your host, Kenny Fitz, and I have an hour's worth of just incredible songs plus special guests for you this week. As I always like to say, it's a big show, and it's a big show because I don't have just one special guest, I have two special guests with me this week. We have from Amsterdam the one and only Christoph Hyos. And from Brazil, we have Bemti. They have collaborated on a new track. We're going to talk all about it, especially the music video that they've created, which is absolutely gorgeous. And you're going to get a chance to hear their story and hear their music and just take in all of who they are as artists. Because we have so much to get to, we're going to cut right to the chase and we're going to get to all the music for you. We led in on this show with brand new new Romy. It was called She's On My Mind. I love the track. I can't stop playing it. I think that Romy has just got such a wonderful texture to her voice, but what she's kind of putting down there is just phenomenal. So I loved it. I hope that you loved it. Go out and stream it and check out all that Romy has to offer. But we are going to get to your first set of music, and that first set of music includes brand new Sincere with a track called Big Pimpin'. You're gonna love that. We've also got brand new Dylan and the Moon featuring Jason Derulo with a track called Lemons. But we're gonna kick it all off with the Prince of Pop, the queer Prince of Pop even, the cutie patootie, Zach Benson. He is back with a fantastic new song called White Lies. So we're gonna check all of that out, and then you're gonna join me back here when I sit down and talk with Christoph Hyos and Bemti about their new track, Imaginary World. Join me back here in a few.
My life is so with something cold. I like my music with some soul in it. Feed me the rock, I wanna roll. Went through some shit, but now I'm over it.
It's that big pimpin' with the business. Go, yard, I've been going hard, I've been getting it. Life a moving, all this fire better stop, drop and roll. This gas, this hard, this gold. Ask about me, send a mother go. Big pimpin', I be at a big door. Stay here, tipping on foes, eyes out for the low. I be floating no dope. Unk told me young and sip slow. Now everybody with you meant to be one of your folks. Sliding down here sipping, trying to save these little eyes. So your boy shaking, you ain't living by the cup. Big steppers with the wetty, witty, 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 witty. Ain't no suckers in my zone.
This that big pimpin' with the business. Go yard, I've been going hard, I've been getting it. This that big pimpin' with the business. Go yard, I've been going hard, I've been getting it. I've been getting it. I've been getting it. This that big pimpin' with the business. Go yard, I've been going hard, I've been getting it.
Let me get some yams. Got it from my mama, goddamn. Big steppin', she be with the program. With the scammers, baby mama, she ain't triggered on no mess. She gon' jump that with that thing, she bad. She bad. Run it up, low bay. We've walking on the floor, popping that. Popping bottles, popping tags, ain't a thing. Lil' wiggle when she walk, twangin'. Get it, girl, that's my little baby. Type to heaven, going crazy. Crazy. Iceberg slim with the legs.
This that big pimpin' with the business. Go yard, I've been going hard, I've been getting it. This that big pimpin' with the business. Go yard, I've been going hard, I've been getting it.
Like the music you hear each week on Out Loud? Want to hear more great music from LGBTQ artists around the world? You can hear past shows, find playlists, and check out the Out Loud podcast online at curatedbyq.com. Plus, search our artist database, read artist interviews, vote in the Q32 LGBTQ music chart, and much more. Visit curatedbyq.com today and discover a whole new world of music. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out Loud. And I am joined today from one part of the world, in Amsterdam, and also from Brazil. We have Christoph Hyos and Bemti talking about their new song, which is Imaginary World, and the video. There's a whole collaboration thing happening that we're going to get into. Welcome to Out Loud, friends.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Thank you.
So it is a big collaboration because you're in two different parts of the world. Christoph, I've played your music on, you know, the show before on an Out Loud radio and podcast. Bemti, I'm just getting to learn about you. But you folks came together, you know, over the internet, as we all do these days, and created this wonderful song, Imaginary World, but also, and I got to say, just a beautiful, picturesque video for it. How did the collaboration come together? I know that you both wrote on the song, but tell me a bit about like how this kind of came together and how you made this work.
So I first saw one of Bemti's videos on my Instagram feed that one of my friends posted, which was to his video for the song Samba, which immediately captivated me because it's, first of all, it's extremely colorful, which I love. And then and that color scheme already took me to YouTube to watch the whole video and listen to the song. And why was I in for a surprise? Because that's still one of my favorite songs. So it's a fantastically written and sung song. And that's when I was still working on my first album, and I thought, like, I really want to work with this guy at some point. And then we started following each other on Instagram, and we were chatting every now and then. And every now and then I told him that, yeah, I really want to do something together at some point. And then before this song came around, we already recorded a song together, which was the closing song of my previous album called Congratulations, which was written by my team, written and produced by my team. And then it was released as a single also later on, produced by Bemtis producer. So we did kind of a back and forth production of the same song. And that was last November and this January. And then I very quickly decided that I wanted to do the second album. And I asked Bemtis, like, look, I've got lyrics. Would you like to try to write some music to it? And he said, yes. And thus Imaginary World was born. I think this is the right. This is the song that I wanted him to write music to, because it's a very queer childhood or growing up gay childhood experience song about, you know, well, I grew up in the 80s. Bemtis is a little bit younger. Not much younger, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But in the 80s, you know, there was no positive representation of what happy gay future could look like. So especially I grew up behind the Iron Curtain in Europe, in Hungary. And if you saw same-sex couples on TV, it was either the butt of the joke or as something repulsive. It was very difficult, if not impossible, to imagine what a happy future would be. So the song kind of starts with a statement that we don't exist. And this we is basically me and my husband. My husband is partly Canadian, by the way, but lives here in Amsterdam. So we don't exist, because in that the head of that boy back in the 80s, this what we have now, it was non-existent. But then the song turns into a happy end, because we do exist at the end, spoiler alert. So I tried to give a bit of a hope. And I think to get Bemtis to write the music to it, it just elevates it into a whole next level. And then I'll let him speak about the music a little bit. And then the video is also the next step, which also was created by him.
Yeah, the song has some singularities to it, because the instrument that I play the most in my solo project is a Brazilian instrument called viola caipira, or the English name for it, that is Brazilian 10-string guitar. So it's a very specific traditional instrument that was created in Brazil, but I play it in a very contemporary way. I'm one of like five people doing that in the whole world. So when Christoph invited me to write the music part of the song, I also did like a little arrangement with the viola caipira, and it was the arrangement that he kept in the final production, right? When we were talking about the video, the first idea for it came from a picture that Christoph has. He as a kid holding a teddy bear. And then we started writing the script from that picture. But the video has this idea of a grown-up guy connecting with the symbols of his childhood and then being transported again to the imaginary world that he used to dream of when he was a kid. And the twist of the video is that the imaginary world is the real world. It's a national park here in Brazil that is close from where my family's from. It's one of my favorite places on earth, that is called Serra da Canastra. And I always wanted to film something there. The real world is the studio part of the video that is like dreamy and really dark, and it's kind of unreal. So it has this kind of plot twist to it.
So and by the way, the bear coming to life is then played, yeah, is a cameo by Bemtis, which I think is, yeah, fantastic.
So Christoph, you're an incredible storyteller. Like, your music really is, there's so much, you know, story that goes into your music. You know, you're a musician and a storyteller. And, you know, when I listen to your music, I take so much away from it. You're right with Bemtis coming on board and adding in the sound of that 10-string guitar and how it lifted it up. It does take it to a different place. And it's such a fantastic song. It's very, and I would say that in one sense on its own, you get the cinematic kind of feeling of it, because it does have a real sweeping scape to the music. But then when you put it into perspective with the video itself, it becomes this vignette, this very cinematic vignette that's just gorgeous. The background in the park, the visuals, the etherealness of it, of the light that you're using, how, you know, without it being too, and people who are listening to this too, if you haven't seen the video, you need to see the video, because while it's very much an evolution of the bear, the teddy bear, into an actual human, it's never to the point where it's cartoonish, even though it's quite playful, and it's very sweet and it's very endearing, but it really does drive home the aspect of what a child and imagining from a child's kind of perspective of what, you know, life could be like. I think music video is really important, especially from a queer perspective, because we haven't had that growing up and we're just really kind of getting into it. And there's so much story that's being told through it. So I have to, first of all, congratulate you both on all of it.
Thank you very much. And I actually have the original teddy bear here, not the one.
Do you really? It's so, because when you first see the bear come into it, it's just the foot or the paw. And you see that in the video. And you're like, oh, what's going to happen? And then you kind of see the ears and things. And when it actually does transform into the human bear kind of combination, it's really transportive. I thought it was fantastic. When you worked on this treatment, I mean, obviously you had together a sense of the direction that you wanted to go in. Was it challenging, I guess, working, you know, via Zoom, via the internet, to be able to create the visual component to it, to nail that down?
It's funny because I think since the start, I had the whole video in my head. And of course, Christoph had his idea of the video in his head as well. Although we were both with the script in our hands, I was the one that knew the national park. And I was kind of, I wanted to look like this. So I think Christoph was really surprised by the end. And one thing is that I'm a musician, but I have a film degree. So I always work in one of the things, or as a musician, or as a filmmaker, a writing or editing, or in this case, like I did the directing and doing a teddy bear that comes to life. So I love this part of the job that is creating the visuals and imagining a thing and how do I make this real through the images. And it was a really cool journey to do that.
Christoph, for you, you know, coming into this and having, you know, such a vivid story that you wanted to tell, I guess when you, it's a personal story, it really, really is, but it's a personal story for so many. So it must become a little heavy at times because you're presenting something that's so common for so many people.
Well, it's usually when there were other occasions when I put out songs that were a little bit too personal, maybe for comfort, even for me. But usually it lasts until the day I see it out. And when it's released, the moment I see it released, it's that feeling is gone. Because it's, first of all, it is very therapeutic for me as well to write these things down, and also to see this video, to see this. Because I'll show you the photo that it was based on. The photo we started brainstorming about, as Bamti mentioned, was taken by my grandfather when I was 4 years old. And I've got the vivid memory that I was thinking that I am now posing for an album artwork of my album. I was obsessed with disco divas and creating and becoming a singer myself. And it also appears at the end of the video, and it's with this bear. So this bear is now 47. 7 years old, just like myself. But this song or this video would have not been in safe hands with anybody else, basically, than Bamti. And you know, I'm a control freak. I think you can already confirm that easily. But in the meantime, considering how nervous I usually am when I'm giving my stuff to other people, in this occasion I felt relatively safe and secure that this is going to be okay to give my very personal innermost feelings into somebody else. And not only no regrets, but wow. I mean, I cannot get bored with looking at watching my own video, to be honest.
That's awesome.
one single regret is I would have loved to be around when the video was shot, but hey.
There are certain videos, and I will say too, part of what works so well is that, Christoph, your voice, it does remind me of the lead singer of The National. In a way, you have that kind of baritone, deeper quality and texture to your voice, which, I mean, it lends so well to storytelling. But also in this specific instance with the song and the way that the music kind of moves throughout it, it just, it texturizes the song. But then with the video, it gives you that otherworldly, you know, experience. And it reminds me a little bit of like some of the fantasy series that have kind of come out, like on Netflix, like a Sweet Tooth, where it's like, yeah, the childlike quality that's in there, you can see the balance of it from the child's perspective, and how that must represent you now as a grown man. So I just think that having something like this in your repertoire, both of you, you must be incredibly proud.
Indeed, and it's all the more important that, because this is the first single of the new album that is coming up, which is going to be full of very personal stories. And I think I could not have dreamt for a better start of this confessional album, if you like, that is coming in November.
The thing of doing childlike things with a kind of dark background is a recurrent thing on my music videos as well. I think it reflects a lot my favorite band ever, that is a band from Denmark called Mew. Like myself, the lead singer works a lot with film. He edited a lot of things for the director of the movie Drive, Ryan Gosling. So he directs a lot of his music videos as well. It always enchanted me, this quality of bringing some kind of childlike nostalgia with some dark background. So I think Christoph called me to do this music video because he could see in my other music videos as well some of these like recurrent elements and qualities.
As I said, music video to me, I think, has always been really important when it first came out. At some point in time, it got a bit watered down. But as we start to see the emergence, especially of queer music and queer film, we are seeing some such strong pieces that are coming from artists, it really is helping change the narrative and the perspective, not only for the general population to understand queer relationships and you know, the LGBT community as a whole, but also for those young people who haven't also seen it in their lives and who are living in places that, you know, it's not accepted or they're struggling. It gives them a window into the future, into the potential that we never had growing up as, you know, as older adults now when we were young. And I'm curious from both your perspectives, do you have youth necessarily reaching out to you at times, or older adults talking about that to you?
For me, it always comes in two different waves. There's a lot of young queer people that come to me like, oh my God, I feel so seen when I listen to your albums or when I see your music videos. But there's also a lot of people from all of ages that come to me talking specifically about my instrument, the viola caipira, because it's used so much in traditional music. So we that come from Brazilian countryside, specific parts of the Brazilian countryside, we grew up listening to this instrument being played in these musical genres that do not represent queer people at all. That it's on the opposite side of it. It's a music that is very macho and male-oriented, and only recently started to representing women as well. So I receive a lot of messages like, oh my God, it's so good to listen to music where I can see myself and listening to this instrument that I grew up listening to. So for me, it comes from like this two sides, like young people feeling represented and people from all ages feeling represented because of this specific element.
And for me, the story is as good as a different side, which is a bit darker. Well, you know that my home country, which I left 5 years ago, the environment towards queer people is more and more hostile. It's not easy to be there, but it also gives me a fair amount of survival skills because I left and they stayed there. But I do hope that the message goes across. I have seen that they do reach out and they do follow and they do enjoy my music. There has been a few occasions when it led to conversations about being queer. What's it being queer at home or here? But it's a very difficult and very, well, it's still very fresh topic because I've only left 5 years ago. But I do hope that it lands in Hungary without it being foil wrapped, because that's the latest regulation, that any queer related content needs to be foil wrapped in the stores. I don't know how they are going to foil wrap Spotify, but or YouTube, as a matter of fact. But good luck to them to try.
Well, gentlemen, I think it's an accomplishment, and I'm very, very excited about it. I can't wait to, you know, share it with as many folks as I possibly can and introduce them to not only just the visuals, but the sounds and you as artists. So thank you so much for joining me today and discussing this.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
I'm going to turn it over to both of you to introduce the song so we can take a listen.
Sure. So, hi, everybody. This is Krzysztof Hajós. And
hi, everybody. This is Benji.
And you are going to listen to Imaginary World. I hope you enjoyed as much as we enjoyed making it.
Just in the head of the boy who closes the door and tries to enjoy and closes his eyes and pictures a future of improbabilities and fireflies. I've come to love this imaginary world, imaginary life. I've come to love this, I've come to love this imaginary world, imaginary life.
Se viu dei por mim tava desmoronando. Mágoa, memória, estado civil, não sei mais explicar. Mas eu posso tentar. Sem lugar pra mais dor de cabeça, resta nossa indecisão. E se a sua camisa emprestada vira pijama ou pano de chão, não sei mais explicar, mas eu posso tentar. Se é castigo ou livramento, não te ter mais aqui. Se faltou um julgamento, sobra saudade. Mensagem, 7 horas no portão. E eu que não me arrependo de muito, me vi correndo atrás de um perdão que eu não posso mais ter, mas que eu posso tentar. Se é castigo ou livramento, não te ter mais aqui. Se faltou um julgamento, sobra saudade em mim. E o tempo vai te afastando cada dia mais. Será mesmo isso que eu quis? Um ano virando areia, 7 horas no portão. E se a sua camisa emprestada vira pijama ou pano de chão?
Ela vira pijama ou pano de chão. Ela vira pijama ou pano de chão. Ela vira pijama, ela vira pijama ou pano de chão. Ela vira pijama, ela vira pijama ou pano de chão.
From the minds that brought you the smash hit podcast Your Life the Mixtape and Headliners comes Your Life the Mixtape magazine, a free monthly digital magazine that focuses on music, culture, and social commentary on current news and events. Visit www.yourlifethemixtape.com to subscribe today.
Welcome back to Out Loud, everyone. I do want to thank my special guests, Christoph Hyos and Bemti, again for joining me and to bringing that wonderful bit of collaboration to us and talking about their new song and the video for Imaginary World. If you haven't seen the video yet, you need to go and see it. And be sure to jump over to YouTube and check out our YouTube channel to get the full conversation with visuals. So we've got a little special treat over there for you. So get over to YouTube and check that out. All right, because we are into all the conversation, we are going to get to all of the music. We don't want to waste any time. I want to bring as much music to you as possible. And remember, if you're an artist and you would like to be featured on the show, all you got to do is go over to the website at curatedbyq.com and hit us up on our music submission page. Get your music in and I will get it out onto the airwaves as soon as I possibly can, because I love to bring new music to everyone. Speaking of which, let's get to some more new music. We've got coming up for you brand new music from Ben Freeman with a track called Baby Mine. We've got new Jeanette King called Namek Mifal. And we've got new Bryce Xavier, See Me Like Her is the name of the song. And we're going to start it off with the wonderful Nicole Springer. This is her latest. It is called Strong. Check all that out and come back and join me, because I still have more music for you right here on Out Loud.
Hi, my name's Nicole Springer, and this is my new single called Strong. This song is all about embracing your strength, really taking pride in what you overcome, and soaring to great new heights because you really believe in yourself. So I really hope that this song moves you and inspires you to embrace your own strength and to see how far your dreams really can go when you're on your own side and you tune out everything else. You are strong, and this is Strong. Hope you enjoy.
Your angry words can't be unsaid. Trying to mess with my head. Here we go again. But you can't see. It doesn't hit me deep. I won't be losing any sleep. My peace is mine to keep. So don't tell me what I can't do. Say I'm weak without you. How much I grow, I'm better on my own, 'cause I am strong. So watch me go, taking that high road, shining on, 'cause I am strong. I've got a heart that's full of dreams, it's bursting at the seams. I finally believe that my strength gives me peace of mind. There ain't a mountain I can't climb. So watch me as I fly away. 'Cause you don't know how much I grow. I'm better on my own, 'cause I am strong. So watch me go, taking that high road, shining on.
Darling, when you lying right next to me, I can't reach you. see you reaching back to me.
Don't shut me out, don't shut me down, don't shut yourself in. Let me reach you. Don't shut me out, don't shut me down, don't shut yourself in. Let me reach you. Don't shut me out, don't shut me down, don't shut yourself in.
Against my mouth, this fragrance, I know this scent. Pants hanging off my bed, but you won't be there in the morning. 'Cause you use me for my body, you use me without shame. You use me 'cause you know that you won't love me like her. You know I need attention, I'll do just anything. You know that I just wanted you to see me like
candy, you spilled your cup. Our eyes met, we picked it up. They call it a love story. Your parents, they won't find out. Just please don't walk out my house. I don't know the next time I'll see you again. You use me for my bodies. You use me with that shame. You use me cause you know that you won't love me like her. And you know I need attention. I'll do just anything. You know that I just wanted you to see me like her. I'm more than just another toy with whom you play. Is there a damn heart behind your sadistic face? You use me for my body. You use me with that shame. You use me cause you know that you won't love me like her. And you know I need attention. I'll do just anything. You know that I just wanted you to see me like her. You just got to hide inside your closet while setting flames to mine. You used me for my body while I stuck by your side. Cause you only think about yourself when I gave you everything. I wish that you could see that her and I are the same.
The Out Loud Queer Music Radio Show is proud to be supported by radio stations around the world. In Australia, hear Out Loud on DRN1 and The Current Motion. In South Africa, catch Out Loud on Gay SA Radio. In the UK, you can hear Out Loud on Out Radio and Chaos Radio. And in Canada, Out Loud broadcasts on Rainbow Radio in Toronto and CIOE 97.5 FM in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Thank you to all of our supporting stations. All right, here we go. It is the end of the show. We still got a banger of a song for you to get you moving and grooving into the rest of your week. Now, before I sign off, I do want to say thank you to the listeners for tuning in each and every week, and of course to the artists for continuing to make such great music and submitting it. It is great to be able to have a platform to be able to feature such fantastic artists around the world. So I hope that you're getting lots from it. If you do have some comments, you can always hit me up by email at outloud@communityradio.ca or find me on the socials at The Q Reviews, and I'm easy to just nail down. You can just kind of just send me a DM. I always respond, or at least I always try to. All right, as I said, we still have another fantastic song for you, so we're going to get right to it. We are leaving you this week with brand new Madison Rose. It's her latest. It's called Girls, 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 and you're going to love it. Until next time, I've been your host, Kenny Fitz. Take care of one another, look after one another, love one another, and be safe out there, and we'll see you next time right here on Out Loud.
I think it's clear. Clear to see, you've been searching for somebody like me. A red heart from fantasy, high heels clicking like a symphony. No need for mystery, I know that you want me all over your body. Touch me, I'll do you in two speak. You can call me Amy, I got what you seek. Coming closer, I wanna bite of your cherry apple sticky pie. Got your number with hearts by the side. I want your lipstick and your pearls. I want girls, girls, girls.
I like Barbies, I like brats.
Don't got no type, I just want someone that's bad. Denominate, switch it up and subtract. Multiply your moans, yeah, when you throw it back.
No need for mystery, I know that you're touch me, I'll do you in two speak. You can call me Amy, I got what you seek. Coming closer, I wanna bite of your cherry apple sticky pie. Got your number with hearts by the side. I want your lipstick and your pearls. I want girls, girls, girls. Girls,
magical. We go places so fantastical. I can't imagine life without girls, girls, girls. So magical, so soft, so slick. The lace just slips right off. I can't imagine life without
attractive?
If I didn't, I wouldn't find myself attractive. I think one has to begin first with themselves.
Does that make you bisexual?
It doesn't make me anything. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So there's no comparison.
Come in closer. I wanna fight. Of your cherry apples, take it, goodbye. Catch your number with hearts by the side. I want your lips again, your pearls. I want girls, girls, girls.
Thank you for listening to the Out Loud Queer Music Radio Show, originally broadcast by CIOE 97.5 FM on communityradio.ca. To contact the show, please email us at outloud@communityradio.ca or visit us online at CIOE975.ca.